The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, January 12, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel ratified the commitment to the development of nations in the work of the Group of 77 plus China as the Caribbean nation assumes its one-year presidency this Thursday. Cuba formally occupies today the presidency for 1 year of the G77 plus China, with a strong commitment to work for the development of nations with which we share a history of abuses against our peoples, but also of common goals and hopes, Díaz-Canel wrote on Twitter. Today's event includes a ceremony for the handover of the temporary presidency from Pakistan to Cuba. According to the organizers, the program includes speeches by Pakistani Foreign Minister Bilawai Bhutto Sardari and via video conference by Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel. After a two-year halt, Western Union has quietly resumed family remittance to Cuba through a pilot program with the hope of expanding its operations in the future, the company says, a much-anticipated step that provides Cuban-American families with a more reliable way to aid their families in Cuba. According to a company statement, the service is only available in a few locations in Miami. The Western Union operations were suspended in November 2020 as part of the unilateral course of measures announced since October of the same year by the former President Donald Trump administration. On May 16, 2022, the State Department announced the easing of some Trump's provisions the Cuban Foreign Ministry considered a limited step in the right direction. However, this new easing does not change at all the hostile blockade nor major economic measures taken by Trump, including the list of restricted entities, nor lift the prohibitions from traveling to Cuba, MINRAC stated. On January 4, the U.S. Embassy in Havana resumed processing family reunification program proceedings, and flights to other Cuban provinces were reestablished. Young circus talents from the National Center of Art Schools of Cuba are participating in the Merida Fest 2023, a multifaceted event that brings together young artists. According to Raizel Calvo Margolles, Cuban consul in Merida, the youngsters were privileged to receive a class on body awareness given by Sonia Castañeda, prima ballerina and founder of the Ballet of Mexico, and who shared a tour with Alicia Alonso and the National Ballet of Cuba between 1959 and 1960. Still active as a teacher, Castañeda, at her 72 years, met in Merida with students and teachers from the National Circus School of Cuba who are participating in the event, commemorating this year the 481st anniversary of the founding of that beautiful Mexican city. And in the international agenda, we have that UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called to investigate into human rights violations and to respect peaceful protests in Peru. In a statement released by his spokesman, Stefan Duharik, Guterres urged Peruvian authorities to ensure respect and to conduct a diligent, independent, impartial, and transparent investigation into allegations of excessive use of force and human rights violations. Demonstrations must be carried out peacefully, respecting life, public, and private property, the UN Secretary General insisted. Shortly earlier, the UN representation in Lima mourned the passing of other peaceful protesters. The UN statement also called for monitoring the standards and norms applicable to use weapons against protesters and seeking a peaceful solution to present crisis. The UN also called on individuals and social organizations to refrain from acts of violence and to exercise the right to protest peacefully, respecting life and public and private property. Meanwhile, Colombia's Vice President Francia Márquez and Foreign Minister Álvaro Leyva are participating in the United Nations debate on the implementation of the 2016 peace agreement. The senior officials of the Gustavo Petro government attend the Security Council session in which the head of the United Nations Verification Mission in Colombia, Carlos Ruiz, will present his quarterly report, which recognizes the steps for peace of the new executive. In addition to this space, they will fulfill a diplomatic agenda, which has as its main purpose promoting fundamental issues for the government's goals, such as total peace, climate, racial justice, and gender issues. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.